Recording in progress.
Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone,
here.
Mr. Shealy,
here.
Ms. Dvorich,
here.
Mr. Julian,
here.
Mr. Lastic,
here.
Mr. Salito,
here.
Mr. Marino.
You've had your meeting minutes distributed before you, Council's pleasure.
To accept and place on file.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Waddell to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Reports and communications.
I have none.
Next order of business, public remarks. Would anyone like to address council on agenda items? Agenda items. In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Council committee reports.
I have none.
Next item on the agenda is tonight's legislation.
Draft number 31-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a license agreement with Service Line Warranty of America to offer the Service Line Warranty Program to citizens of the City of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salida. Third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian.
Yes.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. Salido.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell.
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone.
Yes.
Mr. Shealy.
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich.
Yes.
Mr. Julian.
Yes.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. Salido.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Paragraph 31-25 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the drafts for second reading?
Draft number 35-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance amending Chapter 143.04, Security Officers and Personnel of the Codified Ordinance of the City of Niles in part to define officer and adjust the application fee and declaring an emergency.
By Salido, seconded by Lastic for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
35-25 has received its second reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 37-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. A resolution in opposition of the passage of Senate Bill 56.
By Salido, seconded by Waddell for a second reading. Questions or comments?
Yes, I'd like to have you heard anything, Mayor, on any movement on this?
There was an amendment to this piece of legislation in Columbus. It did deal with the toxicity levels and the amount of marijuana plants you can grow at your own residence. There was no language inserted in regards to the percentage kickback to the city, municipalities. Sort of seems as though the legislator is punting this off to governor for him to make that final decision in the budget. So I have not heard anything from the governor's office as of yet, what he's going to do with that percentage. But the legislator did not insert an amendment that affects the percentage back to the host community. It did go back to the governor. So, again, time will tell.
Have you had any conversation with Mr. Santucci?
I've had a conversation and expressed my opposition.
So when you told him that you wanted him to support us on this, right?
Correct. As well as Senator O'Brien, the letter of opposition.
We need to actually be beating on our governor's door a little bit, too, and hammering O'Brien with this a little bit. I'm going to try to make some calls again and just keep on it, because I just don't think this is right that we get, like I said before, the rug pulled out from under us.
I'd like to just add in conclusion here that I know a lot of us sitting up here have made phone calls and sent emails. The mayor has already sent out his letter of opposition to Senate Bill 6, but I urge the residents to do this as well. This isn't a city council issue. This is a city issue. This is revenue that we could use to offset our general fund, to aid our general fund. This is a significant amount of money, so we are urging our residents to get involved. Call your state representative and let them know that your opinion on this. I appreciate it.
Any others? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 37-25 has received a second reading. Will the clerk please present the consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 39-25, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request for York Mahoney Mechanical Contractors Incorporated for repairing the HVAC at the wastewater treatment plant. Draft number 40-25, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request for KV Electric LLC for the emergency electrical repair at the Niles Wellness Center. Draft number 41-25, a resolution authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for the removal and installation of industry-grade garage doors. Draft number 42-25, an ordinance authorizing the service director to purchase through Sourcewell Cooperative for the construction of restrooms for the Niles Riverfront launch. Draft number 43-25, a resolution authorizing the service director to advertise requests for proposals and enter into contract for sludge hauling and disposal for the wastewater treatment plant. Draft number 44-25, a resolution authorizing the service director to advertise requests for proposals and enter into contract for Palmer for sludge for the wastewater treatment plant. Draft number 45-25, a resolution authorizing the service director to advertise requests for proposals and enter into contract for specifications for sodium hypochlorite, sodium bisulfate, and alum for the wastewater treatment plant. Draft number 46-25, an ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for the Brown Street Pipe Relining Project. And draft number 47-25, an ordinance authorizing the safety director to continue the contract with the Board of Education of the City of Niles School for two school resource officers.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
By Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Your consent agenda has been adopted under suspension. That concludes tonight's legislation. Next order of business. Members of the audience with a general concern that wish to address council? Anyone? Anyone? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. The chair has none. Mayor?
I have none, Mr. President. Thank you.
Mr. Treasurer? Mr. Law Director?
I have none. Thank you.
Mr. Safety Director?
No.
Mr. Service Director?
No, thank you.
Chief? Chief? Mr. Waddell?
No, sir.
Mr. Johnstone?
Just quickly, I'd like to remind everybody of the Community Development Neighborhood Stabilization Committee meeting tomorrow in the lower conference room of the city building at 5:15.
Healy?
Nothing.
Vorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido.
I'd like to start out with deepest sympathies to our law director in the passing of his mother, and as well as Mr. Marino today with the passing of his brother-in-law, and heartfelt on that issue. And then I would also like to get an update of where we're at on the bullards going in and over it, because before we know it, Kennedy Park is going to be up and running, and we don't want vehicles making it bigger and tearing up that going through the park, as well as the safety concern. And also an update on the equipment that is kind of coming out of Waddell Park when it's getting replaced. And I'm guessing that's sometime in summer as the weather breaks and everything. But the bullard thing, I think we probably need to get on top of fairly quick because it could be a safety issue.
Yep. Once everything dries up, we'll be able to get that equipment on that grass area. So probably, hopefully, we have a dry spring. But the equipment, so once the Waddell Park project is finalized and closed out, that's going to be the next project we're going to attack, probably late summer, early fall, moving that. Correct. The city is going to install those.
Adjourns in order by Mr. Julian, seconded by Mr. Waddell. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
Recording stopped.